This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, we are starting the sugya of Tziruv Sal, which is a beautiful hemshech to the Nekuda that we were learning until now, which is in order for Chala to be Chayev, it has to be that the Isa is an Isa Mechayeves, but not that it's a sugya lachalik. Because once it's lachalik, then you don't have the sheer Isa, you can't be mafresh Chala. And we spoke about that, what does that mean, lachalik? So we brought the opinion of the Gra and the Lavush, and the Marit Al-Ghazi and others, that lachalik means davka le'achayrim, but an Isa that is le'atzmoy, in other words, that he's being machalik, they would say you're chayif. And therefore, when women make chala, as long as they're not giving out the Isa to others, they're still chayif b'chala. However, if the birurim that we spoke about in the koil was that there were many, many other rishayim that say not that way. Many other rishayim that say that if an isa is a suya lechali, and even if it's la'atzmai, the Rambam, the Tur, the Rosh, it's mashma from them that if it's lechalik la'atzmai, and the Chazinish explains, lechalik la'atzmai means that they're makpidois, that they're makpid, that they shouldn't be touching. And that seems to be the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch and of the Rama, and the Gra in Sifkat and Dalet and Sifkat and Zayin asks, well, what do you mean makpidois? That's not the Gedder. The Gedder is the Chayer Mashma by them. Like the Chazanish says, is that you don't want the Isais to mix. So then the Isa would be putter according to them. And it would say, now, if you're going to go with that shita lehalacha, and Reb Shlomo Zalman is chayshish for that shita, and others are chayshish for that shita lehalacha, they can't make a bracha, you have huge opposition you're going to get from nashi didan bezman hazeh. The women nowadays are not interested in making challah and not making a bracha. They could go buy challah in the market. The reason why they are making challah is because Chava, she's coming to be masakin chalasei shel olam. The women are coming to masakin the chet of Adam Arishon of chalasei shel olam, and they want a bracha. Oy vavoy, if you come and you tell them, then no, you can't make a bracha because some of the isa that you're using is for raglach. Some of the isa that you're using is in order to give to others. That we said the Eretz Tzvi potters. Some of the Isa that you're using is for other weeks. You're going to put it in the freezer. So you're going to get huge opposition. Like Vas Epis.
If you know, who's the Rishonim that hold that even one negative grog? Who's the Rishonim negative
grog? The Beis Ephraim says that's the Moshmos of the Rambam and of the Tur. Okay. And that's the mashmos. Well, we said that that's the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch. This is Makpidais. Yeah, and the Taisus and Reini Yechiel is mashma that way. So one of the solutions to give to be able to say that yes, you could make your challah even if part of it you're using for raglach and even part of it you're using for isais of that are lachalik, but you could be soimich that afterwards. There's a potential of a tziruv sal together. So since there's a potential of making a tziruv sal together, so that Nochamol is gonna say that the shir chala is machayev. But Rav Osner points out that a lot of women, they don't have an intention ever of doing a tziruv sal. And alf al picha in their mevarach. So he's masik from there that the minig is like the gro, not like what the shari pischei tshuva brings from the Beis Ephraim. But the truth is, as we mentioned, many Rishayim and the Mashmash Shulchan Aruch and Ramah is mashma not that way. So we're back into the same problem over here. Women that are making a 5-pound Isa and they're machalik some of it to use for things that they're clearly makbid on. One is she's making a challah for one of the kids, challah for the other kids. They're makbid. They want to be the same. One of them is going to have sesame seeds. One of them is hates sesame seeds. One of them has poppy seeds. One of them can't take a look at the poppy seeds. And they're zikr that they're makbid. So what you have to say is that you have to tell, you have to, whoever, what, or a woman who wants to make a bracha on an Izek Yai Gam, to make sure to have a Tziruv Sal. Okay. Now, how do you come, now you come along to a Tziruv Sal. So let's say a woman is making raglach and challah.
What are you saying? Now Tziruv Sal?
So, yes, so now you have it, after it's baked, you put it together, you have the Tziruv Sal.
That is okay now?
Which is basically what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Pesach, Siman Tafnun Zion, that we don't make challah, we don't make matzahs from a large quantity of dough because there's a chashash chimutz. So the Shulchan Aruch says Tafnun Zion, we're learning now, we're going to learn Shin Chafei and Tafnun Zion, it goes together. Tafnun Zion, Shulchan Aruch writes, Mipnei Shisarach Dakdik Bashir Isa Shaloi Lahar Bais Ba Mishum Chashash Chimutz Umutav Shimayit Ba Lachin Toiv Lekare Va'isa Ziyach Bashash Afrosh Ashchalash Yishayku Bazeh Bazeh says, when people are in the matzah bakery and they have small amounts of isa, they should make sure that after they bake everything, it goes into one sal, and they're mitzarifid besal, they put it in one basket, and that's how they're mafresh challah. I said, that's what we do. So many challah bakeries, as far as I know, that's when they take off challah, and they wait till there's a tzir of sal together. They are not machalik the challahs and chaburas, which is, by the way, if you're different chaburas, each one is machmen on each other, right? That might be a problem. But if they're not, then everyone is going to get from the batch. That way, it's considered a vaday a tziruf sal. Okay, but what happens when you want to be mitzarif? But one of the things, I have a shiloh like this. I had a shiloh this week. So I did at home, we did the tziruv sal. Finally, like I wanted to make sure we're each all the day, so we did all the tziruv sal. But one of the challahs is in an aluminum, you know, round pan. And so you want to put it on top. So you have to take off the aluminum round pan and each raglach has to be touching, like, and let's say you put the raglach in a pan and then the pan touches, and then you put a mappa on top. Like, so my question is like this, and I didn't find this mavur behedya b'divra paiskim. We're going to see that there's a machlekes whether tziruv sal needs negiya or not. So lamaisa, do we have to be chayshish that in the tziruv sal you have to have things touching? The imtim tzalaymar, you have to be chayshish. Then is the aluminum so chashiv, or do you have to have this negiya mamish like in the shicha, that you have to have mamish the bread touching each other? That's my question. My question. Fair question? I think it's very negay. Also, once we were mocking them that we want to do this because that's the only way you're gonna be chayv the bracha on this year. So
we do have hafsaka with tziruv.
I'm sorry?
We do have hafsaka with tziruv. You have like somebody else's dough, and then when you put those, you chayv challah.
We have what?
If you have a neshicha with someone else's dough.
Neshicha, a dough. I'm talking about once it's baked.
I know, but I'm saying you have a concept of a hafsek in a tziruv.
Where?
If the other person's dough is in the middle of your
tzukavim,
there's no tziruv.
Oh, okay, fine. That's about the mukaf. Or is that also about tziruv? It's about mukaf. Okay, but maybe that's because there's no hefsik. All right, so lemaise, the sugya, whether you need nagia or not, is not mavur at all. The Mishnah says in Maseches Chala, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Ha'isi isa kabim v'nagaze b'zeh p'tur min achala ad shiyashoychu. So isa is only chayav ad shiyashoychu. Rabbi Lazar Omer, af ha'roi devinoysen lasal hasal mitzarfan. What's the makor why sal should be mitzarif? What's the makor why sal should be mitzarif? So the Rambam and the Rif both bring a makor. The Rif brings a maseches psachim v'ayah be'ochlechem milechem ha'aretz. Says the Rif, the makor of tziruv sal, why tziruv sal has to help, is because it's written in the Torah. A pasuk says, "Ve'aya ve'achlechem milechem ha'aretz." And if that's the case, the Rambam also brings the pasuk, explains the Ran. Obviously, we see from over here that there is a concept that not only b'shas reishis arisayischem b'shas isa yerchayev, but there could also be a chiyuv once it's a lechem. So, and this is what the Ran explains in the Dapei Avrif, Dapei Arif Tesvav. The Rif writes in Daf Tesvav. Oh, right here. Dichsiv v'aya b'lachmechem milechem ha'aretz tarimu truma l'Hashem. And says the Ran, Alma dezimnin deloy mechayev me'isa mechayev basar davi lechem v'haynu al yedei tziruf sal. That's one mahalach. However, it seems to be another mahalach, and this is quoted already in Hagoyis of Rabbi Avram Azulai on the Lavush. Hagoyis Rabbi Avram Azulai in your editions is page 660. The great grandfather of the Chidah, he's buried in the city of Hebron. He's the author of the famous Kabbalistic sefer Chesed LeAvram. And he writes the following. Why, says the Ran, because obviously, when it's written lechem, lechem ha'aretz, why is it written that when you're going to have lechem ha'aretz, tarimu truma l'Hashem? Sometimes even when it's a lechem, you're going to have a chi of challah.
Yeah.
So when do you have a chi of lechem?
Yes.
I'll eat your sal. Because you're not going to make
it's
big.
It's not doubt that you're learning that the sal is inside from the fossa, because rather there's a possibility for a serious after the appeal.
Exactly.
Oh, that.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, says the Haggais the on the Lavush, the Lavush says, Vim Einan Midbokim Vim Basal Echad, Hasal Mitzarfon. Zogt the Haggais, Shenemar Kaf Achas. Hakosuv asa kol ma shebekaf echad. What?
You need both to make sure yourself.
So he's saying that this seems to be the makor. This doesn't. What you're saying is not an argument. Seems to be that it's that's. He's saying that that's the makor. Now,
for self,
right? And the lemaisa the. They quote on the bottom over here, other Rishonim, we did see the Mordechai in Maseches Pesachim, Tavkuf Tzadi Tes. This is the Lashon of the Mordechai. Tavkuf Tzadi Tes. Well, we'll see. What would be the Nafkamina? We'll see. Let's see what the Nafkaminas would be. But so he says like this. Af Arei Divination Basal. Alhanu nashi de nagila mepe kafisa, aval im haya shir isa, ain't sir sal poiter zeze. The loy ashkechan sir sal, elagabe milas bakoidish. The snan hakli metzarif, kol mashe besoycha lakoidish, avaloy la truma. Vitna nomi perik bezem seches halom, isilna besoita, perik ashem, los germinatilus minatora, latomicates, at isa tohira, visa tomea, noitagode chala me isa shloy horma chalosa, venosa pogs becabeza beemsa, kade litol minamuka, vomasra beleazar, huchel botzak alma, tsiru sal, loy mahani, hecha shiniloisha kashir. So he says the only time the tsiru sal is going to help is that if it doesn't have a shear and you're putting it together, just like we find that a kli is metzarif mashe besoichai lekodesh avaloi letruma. So it seems to be that they're learning the inyan of tzir of sal from somewhere else. It seems like they're learning the inyan of tzir of sal from dumya to kochim that you have epis a sal that is metzarif together. Now this would be a huge nafkamina. L'chayr, this should be a huge nafkamina. One nafkamina is that the Shulchan Aruch writes in the name of the Hagois Rabbeinu Peretz on the Smak that the Beis Yosef brings, that not only a sal helps, but also a sadin covering the challah or a mapa would help as well. And this is the Agosh Rabbeinu Peres, he's a Rishon on the smock. He says, sadin o mapa mehani. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings this down as well. He says, v'yeish misha oimer, shi mechase apas b'mape choshit kumikul tzarfen. Ask the Shach, lo yodati, lama kazim b'shem yeish misha oimer, shere ein chaylik v'dover, v'gam aturnak at stoma haidina. Why is there? Why is it written as in the shame Yesh Misha Aimer? So, if we're gonna say that the makor of Tziruf Sal is from Kaf Achas, so the mapa is not like a Kaf Achas. It's something that you're putting on top. It's not a kli at all. You're just covering the challah. It's not a kli at all. So that's why it's not so poshut, this Yesh Misha Aimer, but. So I if you're going to learn Kaf Achas, it's not so pushy to say that a sadin should be mechase. And Taka, the Shach continues and he says, Umaril bilchas Pesach kasab the im ein loikli shemachzim eskuli yanichenu b'mapa v'yechase amapa gam kenelem v'nikar tzir of Hoglan. So the Maril points out that it's not dafka that you're covering, but you mamash have to wrap it together like you're in a bundle. I saw that they bring in the name of Rabbi Yashiv, that legabe tziruf sal, it's also okay if you put something in a bag and you just close the bag together. It's a kli that's also lizraik or whatever. Beseder, but it's inside the same domain. So that's called a tziruf sal. Now that's the Maril, but it doesn't seem to be that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that. Ataka the bir alacha in siman tuf nun zayin. Shulchan Aruch says, "Imechase apas b'mapa." He doesn't say you have to put it under and put it like a bun, like a bundle, like like you put a bundle and hold up a bundle. What? Like a pekele. Exactly. He says, "Mashma," even if you're covering it.
What was the lashon of the? It was mapa. The mani. That was all they said.
Yesh mishaimer. He says, "Yeah." The Haggai Sasmak says, "Imechase besadin oy b'mapa."
It says ichase.
I think we just saw it. I think so. On my computer, I saw the smock inside. I didn't see it in the base benders. I thought we had a smock. But either way, the Bir Aloha says that this din of Kisui Mape is even if you don't have anything underneath. And the Aruch HaShulchan also says this. He says that... I'm sorry? Yeah, if you have something on a table that doesn't have any levazbuzim, then it would be okay. But apparently the Prima Gadim says that if you're machase b'mapa and it's not and it's on a table, that doesn't help. You have to have like a kli, and even though it's overflowing and a mapa on top, it says like this. V'sima Prima Gadim, based on the Maril, lefize imunach betavla v'lamayin b'mapa loy. So the Bir Alocha asked, "And this daiti yish lain biker adin smak mashma the stam kisui gamkin mahani ayin sham v'kei machzor shekel mashma the gamkin the stam kisui mahani tzorchin lemaisa." So once again, if you're gonna say that you need to have mamash a din kli, then you understand why the Prima Gadim and the Maril are saying that you have to have a kli and you have to have a kisui mapa on top to make sure that it's bechuset. Mashenkin, if you're gonna learn that it's an inyan that there's it's shayach, it's there's no hilchas din kli written over here. There's a hechitimsa that once it's v'achalim lechem ha'aretz, they are shayach to have some type of tziruf sal after it was baked already. So whether you're using a mapa on top or a kli on the bottom, it's okay because somehow you're combining it. But loy nemer bazedine kalim, loy nemer bazedine kalim. That's one thing that you could suggest, and I saw that Rabbi Kraft showed me afterwards that the Chalkas Binyamin says something kainzeh, that it's according to the Bir Alocha, you understand why the Shulchan Aruch writes Yesh Misha Aimer, because coming afuke a tzad to say that you would need davka kli, which is what Taka the Maril is saying that you need to have a kein kli, but it's not mashma that way, and that's why the Shach he understood that it's all one thing, the Maril, and therefore he's asking why do you say Yesh Misha Aimer? I mean, everybody should be maskil because he's understanding you mamash need a kli. Big nafka mina lamaise. if a sadin would be enough. But I think more important is to understand the big machlekes rishonim, whether tzirus sal needs to have negiyah or doesn't have a negiyah. And here it's going to be, I pointed this out to Rabbi Avishai, and Ray Kraft pointed this out to me as well, why it's so important when we're learning to understand all the makaris, where it's coming from. If you read the Shulchan Aruch, your mom is going to be, you could be toyeh. What is the halacha regarding negiyah? It's a machlekes rishonim. The Rambam seems to say that all you need to have is tziruv sal. You don't need to have negiyah. The Rosh says all you need to have is tziruv sal. You don't need to have negiyah. However, who's the man de'omer that says you do need to have negiyah? The Rosh. The Rosh says in the Mishrayas, it seems like he's medayikid, that's how he reads the Mishnah. The Mishnah, it's written, ha'ayse isosai kabim, Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Afa Roide Venoisin Lasal Hasal Metzarfen. Zok the Perish Arosh. Veha de Matsricha Rabbanon Neshicha, Rabbi Eliezer Negia, Hani Mili Letzarev Shte Isais Yachad, Shein Bekol Achas Kashira Chala, Aval Inyan Litroi Minamukav, Av Negia Loi Bainon. So he's saying, if Rabbanan hold Neshicha, Rabbi Eliezer holds Negia. It's not written. Pashit, you need Negia. So I'll just pashit to him that you need Negia. Now, why is it pashit to the Rosh that you need Negia? So I think like this, this would be totally, once again, in what the Makor of Tzir of Sal is. If the Makor of Tzir of Sal is from a kaf achas type of lamdis, so it's a din in the kli. So a kli can be mitzarif anything, so why would you have to have a negiyah? It's the kli that's mitzarif. But the Rosh brings down the rifs drasha, v'ayamela achlecha milechem ha'aretz. All that's written, v'ayamela achlecha ma'aretz, is like where Rav Yehuda pointed out, that after it's a fia, when it's a shem lechem, you could still have a tziruf. That's all that's written. It's not written Dinei Kalim. So the Rosh understood that from the Mishnah to Meduyik, that you're right, you have a Sal. But the Sal's purpose is not stam that the Sal is Mitzarif, but it helps and it facilitates that they come together, Altsa Negia. And it's interesting that when you look at the Tur, the Kitzur Piskei HaRosh, and the Tur, which is the Kitzur Piskei HaRosh, is written in the Tur, he doesn't mention Negia Behedya. He doesn't mention Negiyah Behedya. His Lashon is like this. Shtei Isois, Shei Mishum Achas Kashir, Im Noigezu Bezeh, Shei Nidbakim Me'at, Mitztarfim, Bedav Roi Litzarf. V'im Enam Nidbakim, V'heim Besal, Hasal Mitzarfim, Afilu La'achar Shenefa V'nase Pas. He doesn't mention Negiyah. He doesn't mention Negiyah. The Beis Yosef says that Medivri Asmag B'Shem near the Shirzal, Loi Mahani, Elim Negim Zebazeh. It would seem to me that the Beis Yosef holds that you do need Negiyah, because he's bringing this last. The Rosh says you need Negiyah. The Tur doesn't mention it. The Tur doesn't mention it. The Graz along the Riches that you need Negiyah. So how do we paskel the Maaseh? The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tov Nun Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tov, it's very Negiyah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tov Nun Zayin that the imbas hasal godol tzarch lekarvim shiguze bazeh bach gro yorday v'chinesim chok yankiv. What's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch? For the Sfardim hold like the Shulchan Aruch, what would be the halacha? Do you need negiyah or not? So I think it's pashit that you need negiyah because that's what the Beis Yosef brought down, and that's the Rosh. Question is, the Tur doesn't mention it. And maybe the Tur is even mashma that you don't need Negiyah. Because let's read again the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Lashon of the Tur.
The Rambam also brings Ba'achas.
Yeah. Correct. I'm just pointing out that if you learn Kaf Achas, then for sure you wouldn't need Negiyah. But the Rosh brings Ayelech and he says you need Negiyah, right? So let's look. Shtei Isais Bishum Achas Kashir. Im Noike Zuba Zuat Shinit Bokim Me'at Zub Zub Mitztarfim. What's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch? Do you need Negiyah or you don't need Negiyah? What?
You don't need.
You don't need. You're right. Thinking. But how could he say that? In the Beis Yosef, he says you do need Negiya.
He equates Negiya with Meshicha.
No, here's not the same.
I understand something, but that equates the Beis Yosef is.
So the Beis Yosef writes you need Negiya. The Rosh writes you need Negiya when the Shulchan Aruch went against that. So Le'alacha, you would say it's Yerusal, you wouldn't need Negiya. So I want to point out, the Rabbi Kraft pointed this out to me, that it's Avada, that's why you have to make sure you're always working from the Makairis, which is the Rosh and the Beis Yosef himself. They say you do need Negiya. So where do you see it in the Shulchan Aruch? Read inside. Shtei Isais, She'ein B'Shum Achaz Kashir, Im Noigai Zubazeh Ad She'nidbakim. That's Neshicha, right? Mitztarfim. Ve'im Einam Nidbakim. Mashmah, they're not Nidbakim. That's all he said. We're talking about is Negi. We're talking about they're touching each other. Mamish Mefurish. He pointed this out to me. I have to pay him a lot of money for pointing this out. That this is what happens. That
the tour is at the same level.
And it's the lashon of the tour. This is the lashon of the tour. You have to understand. The tour is quoting the Rosh. And the Rosh says Negiya. And the tour is not going to say Negiya. You have to look further. And when you look further, you see it does say Negiya. It just, you have. Nobody speaks this out. They bring it to Machloikis and nobody speaks this out. Comes out, Lehalacha, the Shulchan Aruch holds, Zichr, you need Negiya. Maybe even Leikuva for Tzir of Sal. And everybody else holds not that way. Now, not everybody else holds that way. There's other Achrayim who hold not that way. So getting back to our Shaila, so let's say you have paper. Let's say cupcakes that are touching each other, and you want to make a tzir sal of the cupcakes or cakes, but they have this little paper. The paper's bottle. Now that we're determining that it's not there's a halacha of tzir sal and there's a halacha of negiya and it's ke'ei neshicha. He doesn't even have to mention negiya. The ikar is tzir sal. The tour when he says what's the ikar tzir sal. Just in order, what's the vort of tzir sal? Is that there's a hechi timsus that it's a shame lechem even after, in other words, you could have a chiyuv challah even after it's a shame lechem. So it has to be that the sal is bringing the lechem together. So how is that? It has to be negeya. But it's not like exerts a kusiv that it has to be like it's making it ki'ilu a neshicha. So it could be, I'm just suggesting, it could be that the aluminum foil or whatever is bottle. And it's not, as long as it's touching each other, it's enough considered that the sal was mitzar for them because they have a connection. It's not that they don't have a connection inside the sal. So I'm suggesting that could be, that we could be, especially that many Rishonim hold not that way. They hold that you don't have to have Negiya. It could be we could, especially in Chalas Chutzar, there's also the Rabbanan, we could be settled that type of Negiya is okay. And the other point is that Reb Shlomo Zalman says that this whole Inyan of Kaf Achas, you have to say it's only the Rabbanan. He has a tshuva on this in Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Siman Samaches about Tzir Sal, and he says because the whole inyan is learned out from Kachim, and in Kachim you see Befurish over there in the sugya that it's only in Asmach de Rabbanan, and that's what's mashma from the Mordechai. So if it's only in Asmach de Rabbanan, we can't take that seriously that you mamish need a kli, and therefore he goes very stark that it's from the Svarim Vayalim Lechem Haaretz. So that's what's going to come out according to this, that the Shita Shulchan Aruch is that you need Negiya, but the Negiya is not a din that you have to have a Ke'ei Neshicha, it's that it helps and it facilitates the Sal. And therefore it could be that the wrappers or whatever is buckled to the actual thing. You don't have to have Mamish the Isis touching. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.